Hello and welcome to the ECCDC Organizational Supports Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Lynn Parkinson. Recently, I had the absolute pleasure of sitting down with Santi Greenleg, the General Lieutenant of Aquanis here in Niagara. I shared with Sandy that I first became aware of Aquanis back when I was just a little girl and playing piano. And the Aquanis had supported the music conservatory that I was a part of. But as Sandy and I got into our conversation, I learned that the Aquanis supports so much more than music throughout our communities, specifically the seniors and the children. It was very clear sitting across from Sandy how passionate she is about the work that they do in Aquanis. And I learned a lot about the different types of outreach and how to become a membership, as well as their very rich history and where they first started versus where they are now. The ECCDC and Aquanis have worked together for many different years on quite a few different projects. And for this conversation, we focused on our treasure basket project that we worked together on. And some of you might be familiar with that treasure basket project. Maybe you are one of the participants who were at that workshop who learned about what a treasure basket was. What are some of the items that you can include in that treasure basket? Depending on your age group, what could you be doing with those different items? At the end of the evening, educators also walked away with their very own treasure basket that was so generously donated by Aquanis as well. Sandy shares that her absolute favorite part of that project was playing with the materials. And we talked about how easy it is to forget to make time throughout our day to play, because we have so many other tasks, so many other jobs that we need to do. So for her, having that time to see these everyday materials in a new light was just a lot of fun. So without further hesitation, I'm going to pass it over to Sandy, and you can hear our wonderful conversation that we had. Welcome, Sandy, to our podcast today. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
So, Sandy, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your connection
with Aquanis? Okay. Well, I've been with Aquanis 27 years. I didn't believe that myself. You know, I thought, wow, I started in 27 years ago, just as a Aquanian to make a difference in the community, to work with, you know, adults and kids. And 27 years later, here I am.
Wow.
All in this area, all in the Niagara area.
So you were sharing, you're now the Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, first of all, I'm happy to be here to talk about Aquanis,
yeah.
Near and dear to my heart. I am Lieutenant Governor. That just means the way Aquanis works is international. We're in over 80 countries, and there's 49 districts. I'm in one of the districts called Eastern Canada and the Caribbean, and we have 27 divisions within the district.
Wow.
So if you visualize Aquanis International, 80 countries, 49 districts, and every district has so many divisions within them. Okay. So you come down to our division, which is Eastern Canada, the Caribbean. We have 27 divisions, of which I'm one, division six, and I have seven clubs in my division.
Wow.
So each division is sort of ran, if you will, by a lieutenant governor, and we report to the governor. Okay, so Eastern Canada, the Caribbean, mm-hmm. 27 divisions. There's a governor, Anthony Hale, and he comes from Curacao. And so we are kind of the middle person. We take care of our own division and we report. So there's 27 lieutenant governors that report to our governor, just in Eastern Canada, the Caribbean.
Wow.
And there's 48 other districts very much the same. So you can imagine we're in over 80 countries and we have about 550,000 members. And of that, there's about 350,000 in youth and the balance in adults, because Aquanis starts from K-Kids. So we start from kids from grade one. And then we have builders clubs, which is grade 7 and 8. Then we have our key club, which is grade 9 to grade 12. And then we have Circle K, which is university level. And then after that, ideally, they come into Kiwanis as adults, making a difference.
That's amazing.
It is.
Why I think the partnership with the ECCDC, and we were talking before we started recording
exactly
about how our connection is
with kids.
The children.
That's our focus, children priority one.
Amazing. I had no idea it was so huge.
It is huge. And funny enough, that Kiwanis actually started in 1915. And basically it was men. It was a business club in Detroit, Michigan. And, a year later, what made it international, which I think is really interesting, is because there was a club that opened in our own Hamilton, Ontario in 1916. So 1 year later, so these businessmen got together in 1915, formed a business club, for business connections, but finally realized they wanted to do more. So their motto was serving children of the world. They founded a club, Hamilton, Ontario. So that made it went from Kiwanis to Kiwanis International, if you can believe it, still all businessmen. And then in 1960, expanded even further to Europe. And as I mentioned, we're in over 80 countries of the world. So we are quite big, very, very big. Yeah. But it wasn't 1987, which was a good thing. They let women join the club. And that's probably like a lot of service clubs back in the day. But now it's very open to all ages, all races, very inclusive. And it's wonderful.
So it took a little while to get there. But
it did. Yeah, I guess a lot of things like back in the old days, women were supposed to be home, which is not the case now. But anyways, I think they realized that in order for the clubs to flourish and grow, women were becoming more in business as they are today. More important to have women involved as well as men work well together. So it's really grown.
Amazing.
So it's been around 107 years is our Kiwanis International.
Amazing. So we've collaborated on a few different projects.
Yes.
But most recently on our Treasure Basket project.
Yes, correct. Correct.
So would you be able to tell us more about the collaboration for this event?
Well, we've been involved with ECCDC for probably over 20 years because I've been involved in Kiwanis 27. And I remember way back in the day, and it's always been involved in early learning in the daycares, from reading to the children to providing them books. We've just done so many projects, and the most recent one, as you mentioned, is the Treasure Baskets, and that was geared to the real little ones, and it was more the touchy-feely stuff. And what I loved about it was the training that took place. I was able to come and observe that, and what I thought was wonderful was the way the educators talked amongst themselves, and every table was different. They touched in the feel of the items, and that's kind of what the Treasure Basket's all about. It's not your, typical toys. It's different, like acorns and spoons and different materials that little children can relate to, and how they would react to the sounds of that and the feel of it. So I really enjoyed coming to the training and listening to the educators and how they were going to implement these Treasure Baskets into the day-to-day learning of the young children. And it was very interesting, very creative in how they were going to do that. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I was a little kid playing with it myself. So I thought that was wonderful, very much so.
It's fun to take our adult brains off for a bit and to put our child brains back in there and just to have fun.
And it is, and I think it's a more, I don't want to use the word better, but I think it's a, for the children to learn, because even the previous projects we did, whether it was to do learning math, learning to tell time, and there was some science, it was a nice creative way to learn and a fun way to learn. So they're still learning other than just the books, adding things. It's a fun way of learning. I think it's amazing and how ECCDC has been creative in finding and coming up with ways to teach the children in daycares in a very nice, fun way. We've got to keep it fun. That's our model, fun and fellowship.
Thinking about Kiwanis and the memberships, can anyone become a member of the Kiwanis?
Yes, they can actually. They can get, we have an application, that actually gets completed. And, we want to make sure, everybody's welcome to join Kiwanis, but we have a purpose, so we have a mission, and we want to make a difference in the community. So it's not meant for, like back in the day, it's not meant to join to try to get more referrals for your business. That's not really, I mean, that happens anyways, just by getting to know people. Mm-hmm. But we want like-minded people. And that's the word I would use. We want like-minded people that want to make a difference. It's all about the children, about the seniors, and doing a difference in the community. So absolutely, we welcome those individuals. So yes, anyone, you know, can join. And we get an application process so they can contact us via our St. Catharines Kiwanis Inc. website. They can, they can look, we have a phone number that they can reach as well, you know, under our website, which we're just updating right now. There's lots of clubs. So we have a club in Niagara Falls, a club in Welland, club in St. Catharines, club in West Lincoln. So in my division, as I mentioned before, as Lieutenant Governor, our division goes Oakville, two clubs in Hamilton, West Lincoln, Stanford, Welland, St. Catharines. So we've got many clubs in the Niagara region, you know, but yeah, very easy. We welcome them. We're going to be doing a membership drive to get more members to come in, because COVID has, as with everybody else, has done a number on people getting involved and face-to-face and getting out in the community. And we're trying to bring all that back because it's more needed now than ever. I think so. So yes, we welcome all sorts of members. I can certainly give my number as Lieutenant Governor that they can reach me at 905-933-0643. And I'll direct them the right way.
Awesome. So when would this drive happen?
Well, right now, it's interesting that we're meeting today because I'm holding a caucus meeting, which is all the clubs in the division are going to be meeting here in St. Catharines on December the 10th. And we're going to talk about how can we increase our membership, because all the clubs, you know, ourselves as well as the Lions, as well as Rotary, all the service clubs are experiencing the same thing. It's difficult for membership, and many hands make light work, as you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. And for some areas, it might be a meet and greet, you know. From other areas, it might be going to a Chamber of Commerce meeting. So depending on the club and the dynamics and the area that they're in, that may look a little different. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about. That's because our year just started October 1st. So Kiwanis, you know, go October 1st to September 30th is our Kiwanis year, okay. You know, and then we start back up again. So this is early days to really, my role is to be a coach with presidents of each club, not to run their meetings, but to be a coach with them and help them in their challenges and look at ways and means to overcome that and to get more members. So it will look different in every area. You know, we're going to talk about that for sure.
Yeah.
But we always look members run. And that's the whole idea of starting with the kids and building up, you know, because the kids need service hours and they're learning about community and all sorts of things. And in university. So everybody, you know, wants to make a difference. And you know yourself, for employers, it's great for those students to be involved. And, you know, because it's all about giving back.
Having that skills and that passion, and how can you bring that to the community?
Oh,
to help
yes.
People who need
oh,
it.
Yes. It helps you grow as a person.
Yeah.
You know.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share that we might not have had a chance to?
As it relates to ECCDC and Kiwanis, no, it's a great partnership. We hope it continues for many years to come, as I think it is.
I think
we're planning the next project, whatever that is. For Kiwanis, we have our big Kiwanis TV Bingo. People may know us on the Kojiko.
Yep.
Live TV Bingo. That's where we get a lot of our proceeds that helps do a lot of the that we were able to contribute to the projects on hand. And no, we'd love to have you on board.
Amazing.
Kiwanis, that would be great.
Yeah. I've learned so much about Kiwanis.
Yes.
Here talking yes. With
yes.
You.
Lots to tell, you know,
thank
how
you.
Our name came about and everything. So yeah, it's great to have me. Thank you for
yeah.
coming.
Yeah. Thanks for coming and thanks for being a part of our podcast.
Yes. Thank you.
I wanted to thank Sandy once again for meeting me at the ECCDC and sharing her wealth of information. I really enjoyed sitting down and talking with her and learning more about our partnership with the Kiwanis. As she mentioned, we are working on further projects. And if you're interested in learning more about past projects, you can find them at our website at eccdc.org. We've also recently started driving around our ECCDC van that the Kiwanis has sponsored through one of our partnerships together. And if you see us driving around town, we'd love for you to say hello, snap a picture, and send it to us. You'll also see that van if you have some resources that you have delivered in your program, or if you come by the ECCDC on Chemung Parkway, you might just see that van parked out front. If you're interested in learning more about treasure baskets, we have a couple of treasure baskets available for borrowing at our center. You can also check out some training we have that are specific for treasure baskets that we'd be more than happy to offer to your team. As always, if you want further information, please send us an email and give us a call. And until next time, we hope you have a great day.